BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The Israeli Prime Minister has categorically ruled out a full ceasefire with Hamas in a robust defence of his country's military operation in Gaza. Speaking at a news conference, Benjamin Netanyahu said he would consider only a temporary truce in exchange for the return of hostages kidnapped by Hamas.
Many in the world demanded that we not enter the Gaza Strip. We entered. They pressed us that we did not enter Gaza City. We entered. They warned us not to enter Shifa, even though Shifa served as a major terror base for Hamas. They pressured us to agree to a full ceasefire. We refused, and I convey, we will only agree to a temporary ceasefire and only in exchange for the return of our hostages.
The comments came shortly after the United Nations Children's Fund called for an end to airstrikes on refugee camps in Gaza after the reported deaths of another 80 people. Ayad Al-Zayem says his family are among the dead.
Their bodies are in pieces. Three missiles hit the building. They had nothing to do with the militants. There were no militants there. There were all children and girls.
A joint UN team led by the World Health Organization has described Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza as a death zone after visiting the facility in the wake of its occupation and evacuation by the Israeli armed forces. During its one-hour assessment, the team said they saw evidence of shelling and gunfire and observed a mass grave at the hospital's entrance. President Biden has called for the eventual realisation of a two-state solution to the conflict between Israel and the Palestinians. In an opinion piece for the Washington Post, he said the territory and the occupied West Bank should be reunited under a single governance structure. Shinga Nyoka reports.
The president lays out a vision for a two-state solution, saying this is the only way to ensure the long-term security of both the Israeli and Palestinian people. Mr. Biden also writes that Gaza and the West Bank should eventually be reunited under a strengthened Palestinian authority. Mr. Biden attempts to answer the question of what the U.S. wants for Gaza once the conflict is over. There must be no forcible displacement of Palestinians from Gaza, the president writes. No reoccupation, no siege, and no blockade.
SpaceX says it's made significant progress in the development of its giant new rocket, Starship, after a second test flight. The rocket blasted off from Texas before successfully separating from its booster. But a SpaceX webcast showed the booster exploding over the Gulf of Mexico shortly afterwards. The rocket itself suffered an explosion moments later. BBC News. The American singer Taylor Swift has postponed a show in the Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro on Saturday due to extreme heat. A member of her audience on Friday died after suffering a cardiorespiratory arrest. Nikki Schiller has more details.
Taylor actually posted from the dressing room in the stadium on Instagram, saying that a decision had been made to postpone Saturday's show in Rio. She said it was down to the extreme temperatures there. She posted that the safety and well-being of her fans, fellow performers and crew had to and always will come first, she said. And this, of course, comes after Friday's show, where Taylor was actually giving out water to some of the fans in the stadium. It was so hot there.
The Russian authorities say their defence forces shot down a Ukrainian drone headed towards Moscow overnight on Saturday. The Ministry of Defence said the aircraft was intercepted over the Bodorovsky district on the northeastern outskirts of the capital. The mayor of Moscow said there'd been no damage or casualties. About 170,000 people in Spain have marched through the capital, Madrid, in the largest demonstration yet against an amnesty deal agreed by the Prime Minister, Pedro Sanchez, to grant a reprieve to Catalan separatists. Mr. Sanchez won narrow parliamentary backing for another four-year term, with the support of Catalan and Basque nationalist parties in return. The protesters called for his resignation. France's footballers have recorded the biggest ever victory in European Championship qualifying, thrashing Gibraltar 14-0. In a night of records, the 17-year-old Warren Zaïre-Emery became the youngest man to play and score for France in more than 100 years. Helped by Kylian Mbappe hat-trick, France surpassed the previous best score thanks to a second goal from stalwart Olivier Giroud. BBC News.